Okay, today's daf is Shkolim Daf Yud Beis. As I mentioned yesterday, we are now in the second half of Masechta Shkolim. Yesterday was the cutoff point. Here we go. Hamakdish Nechasav V'hayu Bohen Dvarim Ruyin L'Karban Es HaTzibur. This mishnah has a couple of parts. So the first part discusses, if I'm makdish a group of my nechasim, I say everything in my house is going to be hektish. So we know there are different kinds of hektish, and there are different areas which I might have had in mind to be makdish. So it's unclear with what I said, which part of hektish I want to put all the items that I'm being makdish. So let's say I'm makdish nechasim. If you're makdish, you're nechasim. V'hayu bahen, and there are in them dvarim haru'u l'karbanas hatzibur. In other words, I'm makdish a lot of assets in my house, including animals. There are dvarim haru'u l'karbanas hatzibur. If there were no animals, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing that I could be giving kedushas haguf. As we've mentioned a number of times, there are two kinds of kedusha. There's kedushas haguf, something that has inherent kedusha that is going to be given itself to the Beis HaMikdash. For example, animals for a karbon, or certain types of kalim for klisharis. If you're going to use those actually, that's kedushas haguf. Kedushas damim, kedusha of value, is another type of kedusha. That's kedusha of value that you're going to sell it, then use the money for the Beis HaMikdash. There is another category which hopefully we'll talk about today, and that is kedushas damim le karbanas tzibur, meaning it could have value, but the money has to be used as a karban as well. But all of these are different kinds of categories of hektish. So let's say if you're makdish everything in your house, your assets, and there are dvarim that can be reused for a karban tzibur. So what's the halacha? Yinasnu. So here, as we'll see in the Gemara, and we already alluded to it yesterday, because this mishnah came up on yesterday's daf, this is the example that the Gemara gives that this is talking about is ketores. Let's say there's ketores in somebody's house. He had made the incense there. So that is the example that's being referred to. So what do you do with that ketores? Yinasnu l'umanin v'scharan. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that you could take that actual ketores that is found in your house, the Beis HaMikdash takes it, and could use it as wages, as payment for the workers in the Beis HaMikdash. That is what Rabbi Akiva's Shita is. We didn't mention this opinion yesterday, but that's the Shita today. What's the reason for Rabbi Akiva? How is it that Rabbi Akiva could take something that's ketores? Ketores could have, potentially, kedushas haguf. It's zvarim haru'uyim l'gabi mizbeach. So if I'm makdish ketores, and now it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, how is it that the Beis HaMikdash can use this to pay their workers? Remember we had yesterday, hektish cannot be mischalel unless there's some other item which is becoming kadosh. You have to switch the kedusha. Where does the kedusha go? So if you have something that's holy here and you're giving it to the workers, so is it still kodesh? That can't be. It can't be that you're giving something that's still holy to them. So that is what, if you look at the Tiklan Chadatin explains, or the third line, Rabbi Akiva holds hektish mischalel al hamalacha. Just like we know hektish could be mischalel, the kedusha could switch on objects, the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that hektish could also be mischalel on work. If I do work for the Beis HaMikdash, then I can be paid with Beis HaMikdash monies, Beis HaMikdash objects, and the kedusha is chal on the work. It's not an object. But the kedusha switches by way of the work that I did for the Beis HaMikdash. We'll talk more about this in a second. Tichsev, learned that from the Pasuk in Truma, V'asu li mikdash, shetehei hamalacha na'asis min ha-hektish. The work has hektish, the work is done for hektish, so therefore when you switch the kedusha of the ketores, the kedusha of the ketores can switch onto the malacha, which again is not an object. But that is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. That is how, if I makdish just all the items in my house, I could take the ketores, which is in my house, and give it directly, the Beis HaMikdash could give it directly to the workers for the Beis HaMikdash. Amalo ben Azai. Ben Azai argues, inahi amita, that's not true. You can't do that. Ella, what do you do? Mafrishin mehen schar ha'umnin. What are you allowed to do? You're allowed to do similar to the procedure we described yesterday in the Mishnah. What you're allowed to do is take the ketores from the person's house, designate the amount of ketores that would be used, that equals the value of the wages of the worker. So you have that amount of ketores, it's still holy. But then what do? U'machalon osan almosa umnin. And then you switch the kedusha onto money. So now you have money that's kodesh and ketores that's chol. The ketores has no kedusha anymore. If it knows it osan la'umnin v'scharin, then you give the ketores to the workers, because now you're giving them shavah kesef. You don't have to give them money, you can give them anything that's worth money also. You give them Shavah Kesef, you give them the Ktores, which is now Chol, V'chozin v'lokenosam mishu b'chadasha. And then you can buy it back with the new Truma. So now you have Ktores that's bought with the new year's money. So that is what is done, Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai. That is all part one of the Mishnah. There is a discussion based on a Rambam and an Avni Miluit. The Rambam writes, well, let's talk about this for a second. And that is, let's say the Rabbi Akiva's Shita, Hektish Vischal Al HaMalacha. Again, I do work, so you can pay me with Kadosh items, and the Kedush is Paka, as if it goes on the work. What is it? What is the Malacha? How would you describe the Malacha? How is it Mischal Al HaMalacha? So the way that many Rishonim already assume is that it's like a milveh. It's like a milveh. That I am owed, the worker is owed money, it's like a milveh, and you're paying him through that with that money for the Beis HaMikdash. This relates to a discussion in the Rambam, and we're going to see the Ksos, the Avi Miluim, is going to bring our Gemara, this concept, as a raya to the Rambam. So let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Zayin Al-Chadal, Misha Hayelochov Eitz Al-Chaveiro, let's say you owe me money. You owe me $100. Va'omer lo, but you owe me $100, but you have a barrel that I want to buy. I want to buy a barrel from you. So you owe me money. So I say to you, instead of paying you, you say, you know what? Keep the $100 that I owe you and sell me your barrel. You know, you have $100 of mine. So instead of my giving you new, keep the $100 and give me the barrel. What's the halacha? Or what about if it's land? Let's say you owe me $200,000, $500,000. I say, keep the money, I want to buy your land. Then you say, fine. So there was no kinyan done. Usually there's something called kinyan kesef. You give money. So here you already have my money. So does that work? There was no ma'isa kinya. By land, you don't do any ma'isa. You do a kinya chazaka, but again, there's no b'shicha. So does that kinyan work? If I say, just keep my money? So says the Rambam, sell me your barrel of wine with the chov, with the money of mine that you already have. And the seller says, fine. It's as if the buyer is giving the money now. That means there's a halacha in Beva Metzia that Mita Oraisa we paskin, right when you give money, a transaction is finished, even before you pick up the item. Mita Rabbanan, we say that the kinyan is not finished yet. So it comes up in the store. Let's say you put the money down on the counter, and then you pick up before you pick up your item, you want to back out. You already gave the money, so is the kinyan finished or not? It's very this is the halacha. Says the Rambam that if you gave, even though you didn't give money already, it's as if you gave the money because he has money of yours that you owe him. Lefichach, says the Rambam, but it also applies to karka. In mocher lo karka b'chovo, ein echmeyem yochol achzerbo. I owe you $200,000, but I want to buy a piece of land of yours. So I say, keep my money, give me the land. At that very second, when you say, fine, that land is mine. The kinyan is finished. They can't be chozer. Afal pi she'ein ma'os ha'milve mitsuyos. B'shas HaMemkar. Even though the money isn't here, we usually have a concept called Milveh Lahutza'a Nitna. Money of loans, it's not a ba'en, it's not here, it's being used somewhere. So what? Says the Rabbah, Milveh has the status of Kesef. So right when you have money of mine, so I could say that it's finished. And the Rabbah here says, what's the Rabbah talking about? Well, Yadati Zelama, I don't know what the Rabbah is talking about. He calls this against the Gemaras, there are a number of Gemaras that seems to be against the Rambam. So without getting into the Gemaras of the Rambam, this is the sheet of the Rambam, that milveh can be used as a kinyan. I can say, keep the money and the metaltalin's mine. Keep the money, the karka's mine. The problem that is asked, though, is that the Rambam and Hilchas Ishus paskins differently by marriage. Let's say the man owes the woman $100. And the man says to the woman, you know what? Keep my $100 and I'll be married to you. So does that work? Hamakadesh b'milveh. The Rambam says clearly, eina mekudeshes. Doesn't work. So ask the Avni Miluim, the Ksos, the Avni Miluim in Hilchas Kedushas and Chav Ches, what's the difference? I want to do a kinyan with your land or your metaltalin versus I want to do a kinyan, I want to get married. So what's the difference? That's the context of the Avni Miluim in Simen Chav Chesiv Tezayin. And he has two answers to differentiate between Mecher and Kedushin, which is not our sugya right now. Where he says first, maybe by Kiddushin, there's not just an inyan of getting the money, but there's a hana'ah midis. There's an immediate hana'ah that has to happen right now. And if the woman already has the money, she's not getting a new hana'ah now. She has the money from last year, from months ago. So the man gave her hana then, but he has to give her hana now. And if he doesn't give her that money now, so then it's not a good marriage. In that context, says the Avni Miluim, what do you see from the sheets of the Rambam? That milveh is called kesef. Right, because I could say, keep my $100, and now I own the object. Where do you see? Where does the Rambam know that milveh is called kesef from? Are there any Gemaras about it? Says the Avni Miluim, it's a Mishnah in Shkalim. Which Mishnah? Shkalim, our Mishnah. He quotes this Gemara, this sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Hektish mischala ala malacha. How could hektish be mischala ala malacha? What's malacha? Malacha is a milveh. The worker did work for the Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash owes the worker money. So what is that? That's a milveh. Says the Avni Miluim, how can hektish be mischala ala milveh? It must be, it's considered kesef. It must be, it's as if the kesef is ba'enir. And that's the kedusha that's switching from the ketores onto this money. What does it mean, malacha? Malacha is something intangible. It must be like the Rambam says. The Rambam understands hektish mischala malacha as a milveh, which has the status of kesef. See, it's this mission shkalim, which seems to be in the middle of, in Yarni Beis HaMikdash, it comes up as a right to the Rambam. But then he even says that even Ben Azai, the second Shita, agrees to this fundamentally. It's just that he has a higher standard by Hektish. He doesn't want to say it by Hektish. But by Mecher, even Ben Azai, he suggests, would agree to this. Ben Azai Sham Sirla Ain Hektish Mishalo, Nira Dainodavka Behektish de Chamira, Vitzor Kesef Beina, Umidir Biakiva Nishmaladi Dun, Ba'alma de Mikri Milva Kesef Lakinyan. So this is the Avni Miluim. Discussion gives other answers for the distinction between Kiddushin and Mecher, but it's not our issue now. You can look there. Chav Ches Tezayim. Yeah.
By the milveh, there's usually a star. I mean, there's something tangible.
By milveh, there's a star. A, there does not have to be a star. There's milveh b'star and milveh b'alpeh. But he doesn't distinguish. But even if there is a star, the kedusha is not chal on the star. The star is a star raya. Sure, there's the two kinds of stars, star raya versus star kinyan. The star raya does nothing itself.
After
the workers are paid, according to Ben Azai,
yeah.
According to Ben Azai, they're paid with some type of chulin money. You gave the ketores. I'm saying, but then the kedusha switches back onto the ketores.
So that money becomes chulin money.
Right, that money becomes chulin money. Okay, that was all part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah. Hamakdish nechasav v'haya behemah ru'uya gabi mizbeach zachar min akevos. So the first part of the Mishnah, I didn't clarify specifically. They were dvarim ru'uyin l'karbonos tzibur. That was ketores specifically. We were mokim that part of the Mishnah. But this part of the Mishnah, you have animals involved. You're makdish your nechasim, and in your nechasim that you are makdish are animals that are fit to be brought as karbanos. Zecharim v'nekevos. Males and female animals. The question is, what was your kavana? So this is a machlokas tanaim here. Rabbi Eliezer says, as we'll see, the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is Stam Hekdeshos Lebedek Habayis. Which means if I do not specify, I just say, everything in my house belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Everything on my farm belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Stam Hekdesh, without specifying, says Rabbi Eliezer, Lebedek Habayis. It must be that I have in mind that it all will go to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. There are animals. Shouldn't the animals go to the karbanos? No, it must be my diocese to give the values of the animals to the Beis HaMikdash for Bedek HaBayis, but not the actual animals. Yes, I'm going to do something to the animals to be makriv them actually, but these animals meet CD, I have to give the value to the Beis HaMikdash, because I assume everything is Bedek HaBayis. So what do I do? That's all Rabbi Eliezer Svar. So what does Rabbi Eliezer say? That was just background. Zecharim yimakru l'tzarchei olos. So all that male animals are sold for people who need carbon olas, carbon olas are all male. So you sell them to these people, and you get money from them. So that money now is going to become Bedek HaBayis, which is exactly what I had in mind. V'nekevos yimachu l'tzarchei zivchei shlamim. The female karbanos are sold for people who need shlamim. Shlamim could be nekevos. V'demeyen, the money that you get, yiplu in shar nechasav l'Bedek HaBayis. All that money, along with the rest of the stuff in the house, will fall into the treasury house of Bedek HaBayis of temple upkeep. That is the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. That stam hektish is l'Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Rabbi Yeshua argues, as we'll see, Rabbi Yeshua learns that from a pasuk on the end of today's daf, that stam das is that you want to bring it as carbon olas. Carbon Ola is the only carbon that's fully to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen doesn't get any, the Kohen gets the skin, but the, basically nobody gets head yot. The Yisrael doesn't get anything. And that is the assumption, according to Rabbi Yeshua, what the person had in mind. He wants to give it as Olas, that's the highest level carbon, that's Kula Khalil. So what do? Because not everything is a Zachar. So how do you get every, how do you switch everything into an Ola? So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zacharim Atzman Yikrivu Olos, the male animals themselves are brought as Olos, the male animals in your house. V'nekevos Yimachu L'tzarchei Zivchei Shlamim, the nekevos in your house, you can't bring that as an Ola, you can't have an Ola that's a female, so you sell the females, the people who need Shlamim, so those animals will be brought as Shlamim, but what do you do with the money? V'yavi B'temehen Olos. All animals, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that your Maktish Stam, you obviously, the umdana is, you want to bring them as olas. So if they're males, they're brought as olas. If they're females, you switch the kedusha onto money, and you buy olos with that money. And the rest of the money in my house, according to Rabbi Yeshua, also falls to Bedek HaBayis. That is the machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Akiva, roa ani etiv Rabbi Eliezer, bidiv Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva says, I like Rabbi Eliezer shita more than Rabbi Yeshua shita. Why? Rabbi Eliezer, hishves midosab, Rabbi Yeshua chileg. Because Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. He says everything is Bedek HaBayis. Non-animals, animals, everything's consistent. Everything is Bedek HaBayis. That's the umdana. While Rabbi Yeshua is mechalik between animals and objects and assets. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer says, that's why Rabbi Akiva says that I like Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is better. Amar Papias, Shamati is Devei Shneim. Rabbi Papias says, no, I heard that like both of their sheetos, but it depends exactly what was said. Hamakdish Beferish. If somebody says Beferish, what's Beferish? What does that mean? A couple of different shatim given. We'll go with the Tiklan Chadatin, about six lines up from the bottom. Maktish Beferish means if he mentions both items. Let's say a person says, my animals and my assets should go to Hektish. So in that case, you mentioned both, and yet you didn't, we were machalic between them. You said, my animals and my assets to Hektish. So obviously, if you did that, says Rav Papias, it must be that you want both of them to go to the same place. So that's like a Devir Beliezer. V'hamaktish stam, but if you just say, everything in my house should belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So then, it must be, says Rav Papias, you meant everything go to the place where it is fit to go to. So then you could split, Kedivrei Rabbi Yeshua. So then you could split, the animals will go to the Carbonolas, and the assets will go to the Bedek HaBayis. Last part of the Mishnah. Hamaktish lechasef ahayi ben dvurim ru'uyim legabe mizbeach. Let's say you're makdish your nechasim in your house, your assets, and there are items in there that could be used on the mizbeach. For example, yenos, shmanim, ba'ofos, wine, oil, or birds. Those are items that are not regular karbanos. They're used with karbanos. Some of them, birds might be a type of karban. So what do you do with those items? What kedusha do they have? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, there are those who are gores here, Rabbi Elazar. Because this is going to be Soser, the earlier Rebbe Eliezer Shita. So some say this is Rebbe Elazar Omer. Rebbe Elazar says, Yimachru letzarchei oso hamin, you sell all of those items, the wine, the oil, the birds, to people who need them, v'yavi b'demehen olos, because you assume everything that you're makdish, stam, should go to carbon olos, which is like Rebbe Yeshua Shita earlier. Right, I like Rebbe Elazar Shita. That's why this gears has changed. So Rebbe Elazar says, you sell all of them, you bring with the money Ola, v'shana chazim yivu lebetek habayis, and the rest of the money falls to betek habayis for temple upkeep. So again, this Mishnah discussed in a word, if I am makdish items from my house, where does it go if I don't explicitly state where it should go? Does it go to betek habayis, temple upkeep? Does it go to actually be sacrificing the animals? That's the discussion here. Bez Hashem, today Mashiach's going to come, and it's going to be halacha lemaisa. If something great happens to me, and I win the lottery, and I want to give away to Hashem, and I say, I give everything in my house to the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? Halacha lemaisa. Gemara hamakdish, v'chulu kabar desibur. So the first three lines we had yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ketores. Rabbi Yochanan says, part one of the Mishnah, where your makdish items, which included in them are Dvar Meruyin LeKarban HaSibur, that's referring to Ketores. Amar of Hoshia, how do you get, and that was the Raya that we had yesterday, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that Ketores does not need to be prepared in a Kli Sharis.
Because we're talking about Ketores in a person's house here. There's no Klisharis in a person's house. So this was the Raya that Rabbi Yochanan said that Ketores did not be required to be prepared in a Klisharis. While Rabboshia rejected that proof. Tipater Ba'uman Misha Besaftinis Shenotu Vischara Ketores. No, maybe he's talking about, as we had in yesterday's Mishnah, there was a time when we gave Ketores, which had Kedusha, to the workers, and then we bought it back. So maybe he's talking about before we bought it back, and it's still holy in the worker's house. So it could be that there's Ketores, that has full Kedusha, in a person's house, and it was prepared in a Klishari. So there's no raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds that way. But either way, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Ketores. My time at the Ben Azai, why did Ben Azai say you're not allowed to give the actual Ketores to the workers? As we said earlier, She'ein ha-hektish mischalo al ha-malacha el al ha-mos. That hektish is not mischalo on work, but on money. And again, according to that Avnei Miluim that we mentioned, this is only a chumra of hektish. Me'ikar Adin, even Ben Azai agrees that work is like a loan, and a loan, according to the Rambam, has the status of kesef. But here is different. That is the chiddush of the Avnei Miluim. Period. Taman Taninan. The Mishnah says, there, where's there? In Temura. The Mishnah there is comparing the two kinds of kedusha that we have mentioned. Kadshe Beda Kabayis and Kadshe Haguf. Kadshe Mizbeach. What the difference is between the two of them? Kadshe Beda Kabayis, where the value is given, and Kadshe Haguf, where the actual animal is going to be hukrav. So there are many differences between the two of them. The Mishnah there lists four aspects of Beda Kabayis, which does not transfer over. They do not share these halachas with Kadshe Haguf. Yesh b'Kadshe Beda Kabayis, the following items, the following halachas apply to Beda Kabayis. Shestam Hekdesh is the Beda Kabayis, number one, that's Stam Hekdesh, if I'm makdish something without any specific mentioning of where it's going to go. Stam Hekdesh is the Beda Kabayis. Hekdesh Beda Kabayis Chal Al Hakol. Second line, that if you're makdish Beda Kabayis, that Kedusha is chal on anything. What does on anything include? So if you look in the Rav Bar Tanura here, he says it even applies to non-kosher animals, it even applies to rocks, it applies to dirt. You could give anything to Kadshe Beda Kabayis, because it has to do with the value. So anything in the world, you could give a pig to Kadshe Beda Kabayis, right? Because it goes by the Kedusha. It might not be so nice, but again, it's you can give anything to Kadshe Beda Kabayis. We'll get to another pshat of Chalal HaKol afterwards. Let's just finish the line first. Umalin begid, and this does not apply, obviously, to Kachim Mizbeach, because you can only give kosher animals. Umalin begidu lehen, let's say you have Kachim Beda Kabayis, let's say you have a plant, or let's say you have an animal that's Kachim Beda Kabayis, and you get milk from the animal, or you get eggs from the bird that is Kachim Beda Kabayis. There's me'ila even with what comes out of the Kachim Beda Kabayis. Even the outgrowths, the gidulin, that also has kedushas by the kabayis. All of these do not apply to kachim mizbeach. The ein ben anaya l'kohanim. Kachim by the kabayis, there is nothing that goes to the kohanim from kachim by the kabayis. It all belongs to the base of Mikdash. Unlike karbanos. By karbanos, even a carbon ola, the skin goes to the kohanim. The kachim mizbeach, the kachim aguf, there is something that goes to the kohanim. So that's the Mishnah in Temura, which describes kachim beda kabayis. So the Mishnah just, the Gemara now says, that this Mishnah has to be according to only one opinion of our Mishnah. Amrev Chananya, Rebbe Elazar hi. This Mishnah seems to go on by like Rebbe Elazar. The Taninan, because what does our Mishnah say? Amata Jachaz of Isaac and Behema Ruy Agabe Mizbeach, Zachar Menachavis, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Zachar Yimachal Tzarchi Olas, Vekavas Yimachal Tzarchi Zifchei Shlamim, Vedemem Yipulim Shana Chasalim Beda Kabayis. That's a quote from our Mishnah. Meaning, Rebbe Elazar Sheet on our Mishnah is Stam Hektashos Beda Kabayis. That's exactly what that Mishnah Tumura said. That's why, that's our Mishnah, must be like Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. Period. There is another pshat, I think, that of Hektish Beda Kabayis Chal Al HaKol. Kedushas Beda Kabayis can be Chal on everything. Because if you look, the way I got to this is that if you look in the, right, there's a little hay by Chal Al HaKol. That's going to the Ein Mishpat, according to the Rambam, right? There's no Shulchan Aruch here, right? It's Erechin. So the, look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam say Al HaKol is? So the Rambam doesn't say it's talking about Behemoth Timaeus. If this is the Rambam, that the Ein Mishpat is correct. The Rambam says, it's a Rambam that's talked about a lot in, when you learn this sugya of kachim, in Erech and Perek Bav Halacha Ches, the Rambam holds, let's say you have something in your house that is kachim mizbeach already. It's kachim mizbeach already. I was makdish my animal to bring as an ola. And now you want to be makdish kachim mizbeach on top of the kachim mizbeach. Does that work?
If something's already kadosh, could you make it more kadosh or different kadosh? Could kachi bethek habayis bichal and kachi mizbeach? Says the Rambam, it only works in one direction. Kachi bethek habayis could bichal and kachi mizbeach, but kachi mizbeach cannot bichal and kachi bethek habayis. Why? The Rambam's lashon, ein adam makdish davar she'enu shelo. If something is already kachi bethek habayis, you can't make anything else, it's not yours anymore. And you can't be makdish klushas mizbeach on it. But the other way does work. If it's kachi mizbeach, you can be makdish kachi bethek habayis in it. So what's going on here? What's this? And that's what the Rambam means. It's chal al hakol. It could even be chal on kachi mizbeach. What's the svara for this? So this is a very important yisod based on a gemara in Baba Kama. The gemara in Baba Kama daf ayin vav, and it's expanded upon by Reb Chaim. The gemara in Baba Kama ayin vav discusses the concept of tavach u'machar. You know, if I steal an animal, the Pesukim and Mishpatim say, and I'm caught with the animal, I have to pay double. I have to pay kefal. And there's a halacha by certain animals. If after I steal it, I shecht it, or I sell it, I'm chayef 4 and 5. I'm chayef dal vehe. Says the Gemara, what if I am ganav vehiktish? I steal it, and then I'm makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash. And then I shecht it. Says the Gemara, you're pater from dal vehe. Why are you pater from dal vehe? Because the Gemara says, you're pater from dal vehe because it's not yours anymore. It's not your animal anymore. You're only chayef dal vehe if you shecht an animal that you stole. And it's in your possession. But if it's in the Beis HaMikdash possession, then it's not yours anymore. That is A. There's another Gemara that says, if I steal an animal and makdish it, so then I'm still only chayef kefel. The Gemara asks, isn't the hakdasha itself like a sale? You gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's like a sale. You chayef dal vehe for the hakdasha. Forget the shechita afterwards. Says the Gemara, no. Even after you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's still yours. So there's a steer in the two Gemaras. One Gemara says, if you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, that itself is not a mechira. It remains in your possession. The language of the Gemara is, me'ikara tura deruvein, v'hashta tura deruvein. Even after you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's still yours. Masha'enkin, there's another Gemara that says, that after you makdash it, and then you shecht it, you're pater from dal vehe, because it's not yours anymore. So get what's here. Is hakdasha, giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, is it yours or not? Says Tosfos there, explained by the Grach al Hashas, two different kinds of hakdasha. And they work very differently. Kodshei mizbeach, when I give my animal to the Beis HaMikdash to become a karban, you know how that kedusha works, explains Reb Chaim, based on Tosfos? I give that animal a chalos shem ola, a chalos shem chatas. The kedusha comes directly from me, I give it a chalos karban. So I'm giving it kedusha directly. It's still my animal, legally. Monetarily, I still own it. Kachim is Bayach, though we might think it's more serious Kedusha, it's still owned by me. That's Kachim is Bayach. The Kedusha comes directly from me. What's Kachim Bedek Habayis? Let's say I want to give my animal the value to the Beis HaMikdash. You know how that works? Says Reb Chaim, Kachim Bedek Habayis means I give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Step one in Svara is that it becomes belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. That's Kachi Bedek Habayis. Step two is, once it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, now it gets Kedusha. But it's very different. The Kachi Mizbeach, I give it Kedusha directly. It never changes ownership. It's still mine. Masha Enkin by Kachi Bedek Habayis. No. First, I give it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not mine anymore. And then, it gets Kedusha automatically, Mamela, once it's Kadosh. But if you have that Chilik, that's the basis of this Rambam that we're talking about. What does our Gemara say? That Kachi Mizbeach is Chalala Kol. The Rambam says that means even a Kachi Mizbeach. Why? Why does it only work in one direction? Because if you have Kachi Mizbeach and you want to add on Kachi Bedek Habayis, that's fine. Because Kachi Mizbeach is still yours. You own it. So you can make another Kedusha Chal on it. Masha Enki, what does the Rambam say? But if it's Kachi Bedek Habayis, even though it's a lower level kedusha, you want to be chal kachim mizbeach on it. What does Rambam say? Ain anta makdish davar she'enu shelo. It's not yours. It's not yours. Just like I can't answer something of yours, I can't go over and say simcha. I'm be makdish your talis to the Beis HaMikdash. I can't. Ain anta makdish davar she'enu shelo. So that is this Rambam that is based on the chal al hakol. Is that the Reb Chaim? That's the Tosfos in Baba Kama. You can look it up. Daf ayin vav, and again on daf ayin test. That's the beautiful chiddush of the difference between the kedusha and the hakdasha of Kachim Bedek Habayis and Kachim Mizbeach. Yeah.
So when you give the tenth of your animals,
so Meiser is by a tenth. I would say two things. Number one, that is the second. That's different because the second that you say ten, the second that you put the red marker and say ten, that's Kachim Mizbeach. That's going directly to the Mizbeach. So Mi'akar Adin, it's still your monetarily, right? It's still yours monetarily on the books. On the books, it's still yours, but it has Kedusha Saguf. It has inherent Kedusha, and you have to be makravid on the Mizbeach.
So how is it different from
That's different than Beta Kabayas, which is... Right, so it's not Kashim Mizbeah. Right, I'm going to give it, so there's no difference. They both have Kedushim Mizbeah. Right, we both have Kedushim Mizbeah.
Once you makdish the Kedushim Mizbeah, you also shouldn't be makdish the Beta Kabayas because you don't worry with Kedusha.
Right, exactly. It might be, the question is, once you have Kedushim Mizbeah, if you're makdish the Beta Kabayas now, isn't that a horad of Kedusha in Ma'alan Bakodesh? So you have to work out what happens if Kedushim Mizbeah is chal on Kedushim Haguf. That's what the Rambam says. Amar Tzvi Mizbeach LeBetek Abayis. Hari Hetosh Chal Alein V'Teyarecha Behema V'Tifte V'Yibul Demel LeBetek Abayis V'Behema Tikar V'Masha Aysim Mitchila. According to the Rambam, it's Chal, but it doesn't mean that it switches to the lower Kedusha. You just have to evaluate this animal and give that money, but this animal still retains its Kedusha. So you have both in here. So it's not that it goes down. It's just added on. But it's a good question. It can't be that it switches.
What's the case of rejecting
an
animal that's Betek Abayis?
If you shecht an animal that's Betek Abayis? In that case of the Ganav Potavach. So it could be Me'ila, right, but it's not Dalab Rehe. It could be Me'ila. Okay, so Lumbus, let's continue now. Where are we? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, first one in the line by Vayikra Chav Zayin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of Derev Elazar, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer that he holds, what's Rabbi Elazar Shita, Stam Hektish Lebedek Abayis? Where's his marker for that? That if I just makdish all my assets, even animals, I assume I want to give the value. I don't want to give these animals directly. V'ish based on the pasuk. V'ish ki yakdish is based on kodesh l'Hashem. If a person is makdish his house, kodesh l'Hashem. B'manan kaimin. What are we talking about in this pasuk? Imba based dira. Are we talking about actually a house that a person is makdish his physical residence? That can't be, because that's already referred to in another pasuk. Hakfar ksib imamakdish yik alas beso. That's the next pasuk in the Torah. Ella, what must be talking about by beso? Ella, ki anan kaimin b'makdish nechasav. It must be your makdish your nechasim. And what does it say? Kodesh l'Hashem. It all goes to Hashem. One second, if it's kachay haguf, not all of it goes to Hashem. The skins of the animal go to the Kohen. So it must be, this pasuk is telling you, Nechasim, Kodesh, Lashem, it's all Kachi Bedek Abayis. As we said, Mikan, Shastamak Dish is the Bedek Abayis, period. So now we have three comments of the Amoraim related to the Machlokas of our Mishnah. Three different Shitas. When is there a Machlokas and when is there a non-Machlokas? Remember, what's the Machlokas in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer holds that everything you say, Stam Hektish Lebedek Abayis. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if it's animals, you have Ola in mind. When is that a machlokas? Three shitas. Amar b'zeira Rav Chona b'shem Rav. B'maplikin, when is there a machlokas b'machdash l'chasaf? Only if you're machdash a bunch of assets and included is animals. Avo b'machdash edro. But what if you're only machdash animals? Let's say you're machdash your entire flock. So ko ama modi shulam is bayah. So then says Rav Zeira, then everybody would agree to Rav Yeshua shita that it goes to the mizbeach. Okay, that is opinion number one. That the only machlokas is if you're makdish animals with assets, but if you're just makdish animals, everybody would agree to go to Kedushas Haguf. Number one. Number two, Rebbe Ba, Rav Chona B'Shem Rav, the opposite shita. Ma plikid b'makdish edro. The only machlokas is where you're makdish the flock. Then there's a machlokas, and Rebbe Yeshua says that it's going to the Kachi Haguf. Avo b'makdish nechasov. But if it's makdish nechasim, then kol amamodi shehu lebedek abayis. But if you're makdish assets with animals, then everybody agrees there's no machlokas there, then it belongs to bedek abayis. Two opposite shitas. And then finally, before the Gemara gets to the third shita, the Gemara analyzes what the svara is. Al daitid Reb Zeira nicha. I understand the first opinion of Reb Zeira. What's Reb Zeira shita? The machlokas is where you're makdish animals and assets together. But if it's just animals, then everybody would agree that it goes to the mizbeach because it's all animals. So that makes sense. But v'kasha al derebi ba behema lola mizbeachi. Right, but according to Rabbi Ba, what's if it's all animals, everybody then right? What was Rabbi Ba's shita? If the machlokes is if it's all animals, what do you mean? If it's all animals, why would you say it's betek abayis? What's the svar for that? Everybody's going to agree it's betek abayis. So answers the Gemara, yeah, behema lo mizbeachi. Yes, Rabbi Ba agrees that behema should be for a mizbeach. The problem is, why didn't this guy explicate it? V'lama sasam ho'isha zeh. Why didn't he say anything? It must be that he doesn't mean what it should mean. Shehu ke'omer, it's as if he said, by not saying anything, lo yia elo lebedek abayis. You're right, animals should go to mizbeach. But the fact that he didn't say that, it must be, it's a reyasa. It's a reyasa, it's something lacking in his das, and therefore we say they go to bedek abayis.
Why
And finally, just finish the third opinion. The third opinion is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shanya. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it doesn't matter. There's a machlokas about both cases. He hamachlokas dechasav, he hamachlokas edro, he hamachlokas. Machlokas is in both cases where you're machlokas just animals or animals and assets. Period. Three different shittas. Three lines from the bottom, that's what we're up to. It was a question.
Yeah, if the assumption is that animals go to this bayah, why not saying anything? Why would you assume that you're going opposite?
Right, that's a good question. If animals are really supposed to go to the mizbeach, he's assuming if you didn't go finish your sentence, it must be you mean something else. Because by not saying something else, it's like all the other items. That the kavai is a stam. That's what. But you're right. It's a little difficult. Three lines from the bottom. Rav Chana b'shem Rav, Rabbi Yavohu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan say the following chiddush: Kadshei bedek habayis shepot in tamimim yatsu l'chulin. Let's say I am makdish, like the cases. I'm makdish my perfect, beautiful animal for kadshei bedek habayis. My animal that looks like it could become a beautiful carbon, but I don't say that. I say my cow, which is the most expensive carbon, should go to bedek habayis. So am I allowed to just redeem that before it gets a mum and it'll become chulin totally? Because it doesn't have inherent kedusha, it just has bedek habayis. So by other bedek habayis, you could redeem it and change the kedusha onto something else. So does that work for an animal that's a tamim, that doesn't have a mum yet? Says Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, yes. You could just switch the money and it goes to chulin. That's the chiddush of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Kadosh bedek habayis shebedon tamimim yasa l'chulin. And then the Gemara continues, Masnisa Namakain. There's a Mishnah in Chulin which proves this. The Mishnah there is talking about an animal which was a Balmum that you were Makdish. Let's say you have an animal in your Eder, in your flock, that's a Balmum and you're Makdish it. So when you're Makdish it, obviously what type of Kedusha does that have? If you're Makdish a Balmum, it cannot have Kedusha as a Guf. Right? It can't be Mukrav on the Mizbeach. So it's got to have kedushas bedek habayis. That's the case that the Gemara is talking about there. The Mishnah is talking about. So the Mishnah there says, V'ladon v'chalavan mutter lachar pidyonam. After you redeem these animals, so then their babies and their milk that come out of them is mutter. Meaning it's like hedyot. It's like chulin. So we are comparing. What are we comparing? Just like the Mishnah there says, that if you're makdish or balmum, that animal has kedushas bedek habayis, you could redeem that, and it totally has no remnants, nothing lingers of the hektish. So too, if you're makdish, a perfect animal, a tamim animal, for bedek habayis, that also could be redeemed, and it is totally chulin. So says the Gemara, Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda, says, how do you know that's a raya? Tipater, and look at the Gruz Girsah, You can't compare the cases. That case of the Mishnah, there's a mum. If there's a mum, it's a different story. If there's a mum, it can become totally chulin. But if you have a perfect animal, you have a tamim that you are being podes, so what is bedek habayis? A tamim that comes out of the base of Mingdash, there still will be remnants of the kedusha that will linger. Maybe it'll be usher to shear it, maybe it'll usher to do work to it, but it will not become a regular hedyot, says Reb Chizkiya. Reb Yosef, b'shem Reb Chizda, Masnisa Namar Kain. And there's a raya, says Reb Yosef, to this rejection. Why? Because there's another Mishnah that's talking about kachi mizbeach that got a mum. There's a Mishnah that talks about kachi mizbeach that got a mum, where the Mishnah says, v'ladon v'chalavon asur la'achar pidyonam. That by kachi mizbeach that got a mum, even though they are nifte, they're still usher with certain giza b'avoda. You're not allowed to shear it. This is called psulei hamikdashim. So kachim mizbeach that got a mum are still usher. Mashma that kachim bedek habayis that got a mum is mutter, but only if they got a mum. Only if they got a mum. And if they didn't get a mum, they're still tamim, then they're still usher. That's the yik of the Mishnah. Period. Reb Chizki, b'shem Reb Yosef. So Reb Chizki now says in the name of Reb Yosef that like the original sheet of Rav and Reb Yochanan, that it goes out to, they become totally chulin. You have to say that kachi bedek habayis that are tamim go out to chulin. Why? Because in Tamer lo yatsu lechulin. Because if not, hey kachi mizbeach chalan al kachi bedek habayis. Then how do you read our Mishnah? How do you read our Mishnah? What was Reb Elazar's sheet in the Mishnah? What did Blazer say? Remember, everything belongs to bedek habayis. So what do? You have animals there. So what do you do with the animal, the male animals? You sell them for people who need olos, and then you take that money for bedek habayis. That animal was a perfect tamim animal, and now you're making it, you're giving it to people to be makrav on the mizbeach. What? But if it's not chulin, then how does it switch from kashi bedek habayis to kashi mizbeach? especially according to what we just said from the Rambam, that once something has kashim mizbeach, it can't have kedushas. Once something has kashim mizbeach, you can't have kashim mizbeach on it. Haraya, it must be that it becomes chulin in the interim. It must be, like Alex was just alluding to, it must be that it becomes chulin in the interim, and that's how it could become kashim mizbeach. Next line of the Gemara, no. So now we have a proof to the shita that it becomes chulin, and we have a kasha on the shita that it doesn't become chulin. So how do you answer the kasha? The next line of the Gemara is very difficult. There are many, many different pshat than what it means. I have a pshat, I'm not exactly sure how it fits into the words, but this is the pshat that that some of the achronim give. Ba'ali mumin kashi mizbeach chala aleihen. What does that mean? Really, maybe everybody agrees that it becomes totally chulin. But the shita that says it doesn't is an issa d'rabbanan. It's a chumra d'rabbanan that if it's tamim, even though daraisa, it's chulin. And that's how in the Mishnah you can have kachim mizbeach chal on it, but still, when you're not making it into kachim mizbeach, it still has an issa d'rabbanan. Lida mile, for regarding what issues does it still have an issa d'rabbanan? Legiza ula avoda, for shearing and for working the animal. But again, that's a din d'rabbanan, mida araisa, it's chulin according to everybody, and that's how in our Mishnah, it could switch from kachim is bedek abayis to you sell it for people who need olos, it switches because really in the interim, maker a din is chulin. Period. New topic. Hifrish dekeva lo laso, ulapisa ula ashamo. Let's say I designate a nekeva, a female animal, for my carbon ola pesach or asham. We know now, that those three karbanas can only be brought from males. So how could a makdish, a nekeva, for one of these three karbanas? What's the halacha? Is there any kedusha to that female animal? How would I know if there's any kedusha? The following. Can I make a tamura with this animal? We mentioned before, there's an issur daraisa called tamura. If I have one karban, and then I decide, you know what? I don't want to give this karban to the base of Mikdash. I want to switch it. You know what? I give this karban instead. Number one, that's an aveira. You're not allowed to try to switch. Number two, they're both karbanas now. Tough luck on you. Those are the two aspects of tamura. So the halach is, you can only make a tamura from an animal that has kedusha in it. If it's not holy at all, you can't create a tamura from it. So that's a good litmus test to know whether something has kedusha at all. So let's say you designate an akeva for your ola pesach or asham. So the Tanakhama says osa tamura. In all these cases, there is some type of kedusha. Obviously, this animal cannot be brought for these karbanas. It's an akeva, but it does achieve some kedusha and therefore osa tamura. Rav Shimon Omer, there's a split. La olasa osa tamura. For the carbon ola, it has some kedusha. We'll get to why. The Gemara will discuss it. Lepischa lashama in osa tamura. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, the third sheet. Mishim Rav Shimon, la olasa lepischa lashama in osa tamura. No, the third sheet says no, there's no kedusha at all in any of these because you can't use an akeva for these animals. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Reb Shimon. What's the sheet of Reb Shimon? Who was mechalek between Ola versus the other two? Why by Ola does it have some kedusha? It can't be hooked up as a Ola. Shekein matzino nekeva both sheir lava Ola. Because by an Ola's ha'of, you could use a nekeva. So the female gender is not totally excluded from carbon Ola, because by bird Olas, you do bring females. Unlike Pesach and Asham, which never have any females associated with them. So that's why there is some type of quasi-kedusha to this karban, because it's not totally mufka from the parsha of Ola. Yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Taimer de Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. What's the reason of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, who says that none of them have any kedusha? So the svara is, imin b'mina hu chalak. If he says, even within a type, there is no kedusha, a love. Surely in an animal, not in its type. What does this line mean? The Gemara explains. Ezel min bemino. What does it mean that even in its type it doesn't have kedusha? The following case. Shu chalak alav. Rav Shimon also argues in this case. Kahada the tani. The Brisa says. Let's read the Gruz Girsa. Oz Dalid. Asham ben Shana vehevi ben Shtayim ben Shtayim vehevi ben Shana. Let's say you're supposed to bring a 1-year-old asham, and instead you designate a 2-year-old asham. Or vice versa. What's the halacha? So in that case, the Tanakhama holds kosher. The animal is kosher, but it does not fulfill your obligation. Kosher, that's the shita of the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon Omer, back to the Gemara, Reb Shimon Omer, kol asmani kadosh. Reb Shimon says, no way. You brought the wrong animal. So what do you see from that? Reb Shimon, even within the world of Asham, if you brought the wrong year animal, it's not kadosh. So surely, if you brought in a keva for any of these animals, for any of these karbanas, surely it's not going to be kadosh. That's Shita's Reb Shimon. Period. So that is these three shitas in the Gemara. This is stuff to talk about, but we don't really have too much time, so let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua. Why is this brought here? Because of the following line. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amar Davar Echad. Rabbi Shimon, who we just had in this case, and Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, both hold the same thing. Why? Kamad Rabbi Yeshua Amar Nekeva La'ola Lo Kitsha Ela Hektish Damim. Kain Rabbi Shimon Amar Nekeva La'ola Lo Kitsha Ela Hektish Damim. Because Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Remember? He didn't say Stam Hektish Lebedek Abayis. Rabbi Yeshua was the second Shita that said, when you're Makdish animals, you have Ola in mind. So what do you do with the females that you were Makdish? You change them into Olas. Right, you change them into olas. You sell them for people in each shlamim. You take the money, you put them in, you bring them, you make them olas. That's exactly what Rav Shimon here says. That the nekeva that you're makdash for an ola, you sell that money and you bring an ola. So that's the parallel in the shitas. Kamad Rav Shimon amar nekeva la ola lokitcha el hektish damim. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says in our Mishnah, when you're makdash in a nekeva for an ola, it must be you only need you have in mind hektish damim, and you take that damim and you buy a carbon ola. Cain Rib Shimon Omer, so to Rib Shimon, the Kevala Ola Kitcha Ela Hektish Damim. So to Rib Shimon here, hold this Hektish Damim, and therefore you're Makdish it as an Ola, and it's Osa Tmura by Ola. Because, continues the Gemara, in Tamar Kacha Kedushas Haguf, if it has full Kedushas Haguf, and you wouldn't be able to change it, Yiru, then you should say it, Rabbi Shimon the Mishnah should say it shad, it graze until it gets a mum, but he doesn't say that. So it must be that both Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa here, and Rabbi Shimon the Mishnah both hold that if you're Makdish something that's not fit to be an Ola, for an Ola, it achieves Kedushas Damim, and you take that money that you get for it, and you bring a carbon Ola. Exactly. There is a brisker rav that says, even within Kedushas Mizbeach, there are two types of Kedushas. There's Kodshei Haguf LeMizbeach, and Kedushas Damim LeMizbeach. Alluded to the beginning of the shiur. Again, we don't have time to get into it now, but those are within Kedushas Mizbeach, the animal itself, or the money has the label of Kodshei Mizbeach. Omar Rebbe, the Gersa should be Ein Ani Roes, Rav Shimon BePesach. I don't agree with what Rav Shimon says by Pesach. What did Rav Shimon say by Pesach? What was Rav Shimon Shita by Pesach? He says that there's no Tzmura. Why? Because it's totally Mufka from the Parsha. One second, what's the problem? Shamosa Pesach Bashlamim. This animal isn't totally rejected. Remember, we've said it a number of times. Leftover Pesachs turn into Shlamims. So here too, this Nekeva, maybe it's going to turn into a Shlamim. So why shouldn't you be able to be Osa Tzmura? It should have some Kedusha. So the Gemara says, "Velema ain ani roes the Rav Shimon ba'asham." So Shamoser Asham ba'ola. Wait, so why is he only bothered by the Pesach one? The leftover Asham turns into Ola. That also should have some Kedusha. Why is Rebbe only bothered by the Pesach one and not by the Ola one? Not by the Asham one? So I'm Rebbe Avin. No, there's a big difference. Im hikdash Pesach bashlamim gufa karev shlamim. By the Moser Pesach, this animal itself could be a karbon. That's why he's bothered by that case. It turns into a shlamim. Im hikdash Asham ba'ola. Ein gufa karev Ola. But it itself cannot, this Asham cannot be brought as an Ola. It's a female. It can't be brought as an Ola, so that's why he's only bothered by the Pesach one and not by the Asham one. Mahu Kadon, or the Graz Gersa Bama Pligi, what's the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Rebbe when it comes to the Pesach? Hahin Amar Hektish Damim Hektish. The question is, what was your Kavana? Reb Shimon held that at most you had in mind was Hektish Damim, and therefore it achieves Kedusha. It achieves Kedusha by the Pesach, and that's why there is Temura. Vahin Amar Hektish Gufo Hektish. Must be no. You had a Kedusha Saguf in mind, which doesn't work. Kedusha Guf doesn't work, and that's why there is no Isser of Temura. Four more lines. Reb Zir, Reb Shem, Reb Shem, Melakish, Taima de Reb Yeshua. What's the reason for Reb Yeshua? We said on Amud Aleph already, the reason for Reb Elazar of Hektish, Stam Hektish, Zbedek Abayis is based on a Pasuk. So here too, we're going to say the reason for Reb Yeshua is based on a Pasuk. Daber, we have another minute because there's no Barachim today. Daber al Aaron, Valbana, Vel, Kobane, Yisrael, and Martaleim, Ish, Ish, be base Yisrael. Vechulu, Asha, Yakrib, Lashem, Laola. The Pasuk says, every animal that you give, Laola. So we darshan out, Hakol, Karab, Ola. Everything can be included in Ola. Any stam hakdasha is Ola. The pasuk continues, "Lert sonchem tamim zachar." It should be a complete and male animal. Minayin afilu nekevas. How do you know? How does Rabbi Yeshua know that even female animals that are hokdash, you really have in mind olos? Tamalomer babakar. The next word of babakar larabos is nekevos. That includes nekevas. Rabbi Yitzchak bei Rabbi Elazar Shaul. One second. Ksiv zachar baramet babakar larabos nekevas. The pasuk says male and then says bakar. So how could the word bakar include nekevas if the first part of the pasuk already says zachar? So the Gemara says, "V'tichvasei." Similar problem. "Ksiv tamim v'adamim babak l'rabbos bali mumin." It's as if you would be darshaning. The pasuk says tamim, complete, and the bakar includes bali mumin. It can't be. How could you include nekevus? So Gemara says, no. My beinayim. There's a big difference between the two. If the pasuk says tamim, you obviously cannot include bali mumin. But if it says zachar, you can include nikavus. Why? What's the difference? Rav Amar shifta the katkada beinayon. The rod of the loom is in between them. What does that mean? That's just a phrase that means the rod of the loom keeps the horizontal and the vertical strings of the loom separate. Right? The woof and the warp. The warp and the woof. I remember the exact words. It keeps them separately. So that's a big difference. So the Tiklum Chazan explains, the Gemara doesn't even say the difference. It's such a big difference. Why? Bali Mumin are never good for Karbanis. So how can you say Bakar includes Bali Mumin? So you can't say Bakar L'Rabba's Bali Mumin. Nekevas? Many karbanis are nekevas. A shlama could be bar nekeva. An ola sa'ov could be bar nekeva. So if it's ba and other karbanis, so it's not so bad to say bakar l'rabos es anekeva. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. By the two dots, today she was Zecha Nishmas. Again, Yisrael ben Yerachmiel, David ben Yishai, and Yisrael ben Eliezer, the Baal Shem Tov. Shkoyach. Today, tomorrow, we're back to weekday schedule 6:10.